Good morning. And first of all, I'd like to wish every mom and every mom-to-be a very, very happy Mother's Day. Oh, thank you. As I stand here, I can see in front of me a sea of faces, faces that are so full of love, peace, and acceptance. And honestly, that does wonders for a very nervous heart. I'm so happy actually today to be able to stand here, and I'm so grateful to God for giving me this opportunity to share a few thoughts about Mother's Day, because it's such a special occasion for us mothers, right? And I'm also very grateful to my family and to my friends who've been a source of strength and support and who've been putting up with all my ridiculous requests for the past 1 week. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this day, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you're such a wonderful, amazing Father God. Thank you that you're so full of grace, Abba Pidavi. Now that as I stand here, Father God, I thank you that you're here. Lord, Holy Spirit, welcome, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen my feeble words and my thoughts, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to each of us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this time, for this church, for this fellowship that we have here, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God, once again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'd like you all to turn to Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Now, this is a standard that the Bible has for a perfect wife and for a perfect mother. So I'm just going to read this out to you. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plans a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds a distaff and grasps a spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Such an amazing passage, Ella. Much as I love this passage, it makes me very nervous also. Now, I have a question. How many of us, women, this is for the women, how many of us have at some point of time in our lives tried to be this woman? Well, thank you. And how many of us have succeeded in our attempt? How many of us have been able to, or how many of us can actually say, yes, I am the Proverbs 31 woman? Nammal aarkengil adu parayan pattuvom? Anyone? I figured, because when I was really young, that was the first time I heard this description. And out of my own innocence or foolishness, I thought, wow, you know, what a woman. I'm going to be her. Paksha, when I became a wife and a mom, I found myself falling short in many areas and multiple times, you know, many times. And oro pravsham, I would make mistakes or I would fall. I would feel so unworthy, so incompetent, and very condemned. And no matter how hard I tried, oro divasam, okay, njan ivide oru thettu cheythu, avide thettu cheythu, let me try again, parnu oro pravsham, pinneyum try cheyumbum, I felt I could never measure up. പിന്നെ എവറി മദേഴ്സ് ഡേ യു നോ യു സോ ഫ്ലഡഡ് വിത്ത് മെസ്സേജസ് അബൌട്ട് ഹൗ അമേസിംഗ് മോംസ് ആർ യു നോ മോംസ് അമ്മമാർ ഇങ്ങനെയാണ് അമ്മമാർ അങ്ങനെയാണ് അമ്മമാർ ഭയങ്കര സാക്രിഫൈസിംഗ് ആണ് അമ്മമാർ യു സ്റ്റാർട്ട് പോർട്രേയിങ് മോംസ് എ സൂപ്പർ മോംസ് ആൻഡ് ഭംഗി വാക്കുകൾ കേൾക്കാൻ എന്തോ ഒരു രസമല്ല യുവർ ഹാർട്ട് യു നോ ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ട്രൂ പക്ഷെ അത് കേട്ട് രസിക്കാൻ ഭയങ്കര രസമാണ് ഫോർ ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് കപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് മിനിറ്റ്സ് മേ ബി ഹാഫ് ആൻ അവർ യുവർ ലൈക്ക് ഓക്കെ ഐ എം ദ സൂപ്പർ മോം ഐ ഹാവ് എ കേപ്പ് ഐ ഹാവ് എ ഹേലോ ബട്ട് ആഫ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻസ് ഇസ് യു സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ഫീലിംഗ് ദ ബേർഡൻ ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദോസ് യു നോ ഓൾ ദോസ് പ്രേസസ് ബിക്കോസ് ദി ആർ വെരി ദി ആർ ബേർഡൻസ് വിത്ത് അൺറിയലിസ്റ്റിക് എക്സ്പെക്ടേഷൻസ് ആൻഡ് Very often it's a burden that we ourselves as mothers or as women, we willingly accept it. We allow people, we allow society to place those expectations and those namukku achieve cheyan pattatha goals ellam nammada shoulders la we identify it. And don't get me wrong, I know there are a lot of mothers who can do most of these wonderful expectations, but I fall in the category where regular, normal, average mom. But today I want to tell you, don't let the world or don't let others tell you or, you know, describe to you the standard of what it takes to be a good mother. You know, let God be the one to guide you and tell you how you can be a good mother. And when God guides you, it's a very personal instruction. Namakku pattina, nammada family ki pattina our instruction devan namakku tharu. And again, I know Proverbs 31 is God's standard for the perfect woman, but let me also remind you that the Ten Commandments is also God's standard of righteousness. And just as we are freed from the burden of the law by accepting the gift of grace, by accepting Jesus, we as moms, we need to learn to be gracious to ourselves and also to each other so that with that grace we can enjoy this unique journey called motherhood. One thing I just love about God is he's such a sweet father. Ariyamo, I mean, he's just, he's righteous, he's holy, but at the same time, he's so full of love and grace. Because along with Proverbs 31, he also included accounts of our early mothers in the Bible so that we can not only learn from their mistakes, but also be kind to ourselves. All those mothers, for example, Eve, the first mother, she made, I think, one of the biggest blunders. So Eve, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Rahab, Tamar, they were amazing mothers for sure, but they were not perfect. And yet God did not throw them away saying, you are not good, you are not holy, I cannot use you. Angne devam orikkalum avare thalli parnilla. Pakshe, he loved them, he took care of them, he provided them, and he helped them fulfill their destiny. So one thing I want to tell every mom here is that you don't have to be the perfect mom to be the best mom to your children. Because once you start focusing on perfection, no matter what you do or no matter how much you achieve in your life, it will never be enough. And right now, at this very moment, wherever you are and however you are a work in progress. And God is so proud of this work in progress in just the same way that he would be at the completed masterpiece. So again, what I want to say is, show yourself grace and just be happy however you are. And I really feel God is telling us to stop analyzing and criticizing ourselves, to stop taking the blame for everything that goes on around us, but to lift our eyes to him. Because when you look at him, you will be able to listen to him. You will be able to see his love. You will be able to hear all those whispers of love and encouragement that he's whispering to you every moment of your lives. And I want you to look to him for guidance and to partner with him to be a blessing to our children, and not just to our children and to our families, but also to our communities. And I want and I hope and pray that each of us will genuinely surrender and accept his promise that his grace is sufficient for us. Just remember that each of us, we're very unique, created fearfully and wonderfully by God and placed by him in the families that he wanted us to be in. You know, God, devathin ariyam, even before we were formed in our own mother's wombs, exactly whose daughters we should be, whose sisters and friends we should be, whose wife we should be, and whose moms we should be. And today, I want every mom to lay down any heavy burden of unrealistic expectations or shame or condemnation at Jesus' feet and rest in his love. Because Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And while I was surfing the net to get some more ideas about what I wanted to say, I came across this article which I thought was just, which kind of reflected or which is what I wanted to say in a very concise way. So mothers, even though you may feel condemned, I want you to know that you are not condemned by your messy home. You are not condemned by your personal sins. You are not condemned by the difficulty of caring for a child with special needs. You are not condemned by the knowledge of how easy it is for you to love one child more than another. You are not condemned by your miscarriages. You are not condemned by your lack of desire to have more kids. You are not condemned, even though you feel it, when you read of another mom's perfect parenting moment on Facebook. You are not condemned by your inability to cook. You are not condemned because your kids are not normal. You are not condemned because you are divorced or unmarried. You are not condemned by your desire to be alone, away from the kids for a time, every single day. You are not condemned by your body, which is not what it once was. You are not condemned by your repeated failures as a mother. You are not condemned by your rebellious children. And you are not condemned by the frustration of having to scrape food off the floor every single meal. You are not condemned by not being able to throw the birthday party of the year for your kids. You are not condemned for not feeding your kids homemade meals whose ingredients were recently purchased at Whole Foods. You are not condemned by your need for a vacation without kids. You are not condemned because you cannot take your kids on exciting vacations. You are not condemned by the stares of those who don't have kids when yours erupt into volcanic screams in public places. And mothers, even though you may feel condemned, if you are in Christ, you are not condemned. And this is a real reality. Now, before I wind up, to all the wonderful men over here, every relationship is like a bank account. For you to withdraw from your account, you have to deposit too, otherwise you will soon run out of money. In the same way, love and cherish your wives. And be sure to tell her how much you appreciate her. It's not enough if you just keep it in your mind. Try and tell them how much they mean to you, how much you value them, and you will see her blossom. And to all my little buddies, and to the not-so-little buddies, you are never too old to give your mom a big hug and tell her how much you love her. Trust me, that is the best mother's gift that you can ever give your mom. So once again, a very happy Mother's Day to all of you. Thank you.